Hi, I'm Gary from Stonyfield, the organic yogurt company. The President's Cancer Panel recommends foods produced without toxic, persistent pesticides and chemical fertilizers. We couldn't agree more. That's why Stonyfield yogurt is always organic yogurt.
Well, Congress is back in session, and after months of mudslinging, showdowns, and standoffs, you might not expect lawmakers will get much done. But commentator Paul Greenberg believes there's an important environmental bill that's coming up where Republicans and Democrats could find common ground.
After scoring a resounding F during last July's miserable debt ceiling fight, Senate and House members are stumbling back from their summer vacation desperate for an easy A. And actually, there's one waiting for them if they want it, bobbing in plain sight in the legislative waters in the wake of the BP oil spill. You see, the Federal Clean Water Act, the instrument the government is using to exact fines from BP, has one tricky problem. Oil spillers must pay anywhere from $1,100 to $4,300 for every barrel of oil spilled. But the Clean Water Act doesn't really stipulate where that money should go or how it should be spent. What that means is that the possibly $20 billion BP is supposed to pay in fines could simply disappear into the morass that is the federal government's $3.8 trillion annual budget. Fortunately, the ultimate do-nothing Congress has a chance to do something smart about this. Bill S-1400 that will go before legislators this fall has the simple goal to mandate the federal government to use the BP Gulf oil spill damages to actually fix the Gulf. And boy, is that money needed. In addition to cleanup, the Gulf needs massive programs to restore the region's marshes, marshes which are now disappearing at a rate of 1.5 Manhattans a year. It needs work to rebuild barrier islands that protect the shoreline from hurricanes, and it needs a huge investment to restore the billions of oysters that were lost during last year's spill. And what's great about this particular piece of legislation is that it probably wouldn't cost the taxpayer anything, while at the same time creating important economic benefits in the form of rebuilt fisheries, safer shorelines, and cleaner ecosystems. Maybe this is why both Tea Partiers and Democrats like this bill. A recent poll of 1,000-plus likely voters conducted by Lake Research Partners showed broad bipartisan support for using BP funds to restore the Gulf. And so, Congress, still sitting in the corner with the dunce caps on after getting the lowest public opinion ratings in history, has a chance to come back from vacation and score an easy A. Let's hope they don't find a new and innovative way to flunk out.
Commentator Paul Greenberg. His latest book is Forfish, The Future of the Last Wild Food. It's now available in paperback. Just ahead, letting the Elwha River go with the flow. Again, keep listening to Living on Earth.